the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's 9:30. We're the Honcho Woods Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Exciting.
Mike doesn't want to be here today. He has better things to do, apparently.
True, it's true. Welcome to TV, movies, to next Netflix reviews.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Mike suffers from pretty severe depression. And, I mean, I like to goof around with him about it. Like, I'll give him a loaded gun. I mean, there's like one bullet, and I'm like, fucking pull the trigger, dude, see what happens. Sometimes he'll do it, sometimes he won't.
If I were to kill myself, I don't think it'd be with a gun.
That's how men kill themselves. Wouldn't it be like a woman and take some pills?
Nope, I'd drive off a bridge. I go as fast as my car can go and just fucking off a bridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there water underneath? Is there land underneath?
I don't think it really matters.
Kind of does.
At those speeds, I won't buckle up.
Okay. Yeah, make sure. Can you disable your airbag?
I think you're going to die. If you go off of a big high bridge into a ravine, you're going to die.
No, but I'm saying if your airbag deploys and you survive, but you're mangled. Safe. No, you're not going to be perfectly safe. But let's just say you're still conscious and now you're hurt, but you're conscious. And now you're drowning on top of that if there's water underneath. It's like you just want to fucking go.
Go to sleep on a railroad track.
Ooh, you know what? At night, paint yourself black. Wear all black clothes.
Blackface is very offensive.
I'm not a racist. I'm trying to kill myself, okay? And you just lay on the tracks. And just wait. Put your head on the track. And just fucking wait.
Yeah, there's that song by.
Ooh, you know what? Headphones, too. Crank that music so you never know when it's
that
coming.
That song by... You'll feel the vibrations. The song by Warren Zevon where he says, put my head on the tracks waiting for the double E, but double E doesn't run anymore. Poor pitiful me.
You know what? I bet we could figure we could rig something to compensate for the vibrations.
This guy, you know what? Again,
that way it's a total surprise, and you're just listening to your favorite tunes, and all of a sudden,
splat. The best suicide is something that's quick and fast,
that's what I'm saying.
Painless, and is a sure thing. Because
head on a railroad track, that is a sure
but
thing,
but not quick because you're going to be laying there and you can think.
You know what? Sedatives. Put your head on there, dope yourself up, you're just fucking out. You never wake up, your head is splattered.
I do not think that's a good idea way to kill yourself. That's horrible, in fact. Right. First of all, you don't even know if a train's going to come. You have to do research.
Yeah, so what? Do a little research. How hard is that?
I don't need to do research. I don't need to do the research to drive off a bridge.
Listen, I mean, I don't like to drive off a bridge. You're saying sure thing. Like, you're going to be hurt. You might survive.
Dude.
People drive off a bridge.
High one. You know, one of those ones are like 100 or something, 200 feet off the ground.
And you know what? Maybe it's a lot harder to drive off of a bridge than you think. Like, meanwhile, you're just smashing into the fucking rails and you never get through it. And now you have a lot of explaining to do. Like, what happened? I lost control. I wasn't trying to kill myself. Is that what you're thinking?
Okay.
I just lost control of the car.
You could do high buildings, jump off.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're saying sure thing. High building, good, yeah.
Do a header. There's a 0.111, you know, there's a small percentage of chance you can live if you jump off a building. Some people, every once in a while, you're like, this guy jumps off a building and he lives, or fell off a building.
You know what,
though,
man?
If you hear about guys parachuting, their parachute doesn't go off.
Yeah, they survive.
It doesn't, you know, it's like a 1 in a million chance, but he lived.
Bullet to the fucking brain, dude.
And the chance you're going to wake up paralyzed, then you're even like, fuck, no one's going to kill me now. Walking into traffic's another good one.
Yeah, but again, people get hit by cars. Maybe you survive. You want a sure thing.
Well, then wouldn't that just be a gun to that?
That's what I just said. But you're naysaying.
It's not a sure
bullet.
Thing because
learn where to place it. I know you don't like doing research, but you have to learn where to place the bullet.
But there's flukes too, and people do it, they botch it.
Yeah, don't botch it. Do your research. Do your homework. People place the bullet in the wrong... They put the barrel in the wrong spot, they end up blowing off their jaw. They do the underneath the head.
Or severe brain damage.
That's a bad angle. You put it underneath your head, a lot of times they end up blowing off your jaw, and now, like, you, maybe it hits your brain, so you're just a little impaired, and now you don't have a fucking jaw, so now your life is more miserable.
I don't think there's anyone that's going to be 100% sure thing.
You know what? Beheading...
How are you beheading yourself?
Go to the Middle East and say, hey, ISIS, you're a bunch of assholes. What are you going to do about it, motherfucker?
Well, there's growing evidence that they don't actually kill anybody, but...
Really? You think all those things are faked?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are.
Ooh, suicide by police. That's a big one. People do that.
Oh, and...
Have the cops kill you.
The other thing, that plane crashed in Russia or something... And ISIS is like, I think it was in Egypt, but it was a Russian plane. And ISIS is like, we did it.
Yeah, they could just start claiming everything. Mm-hmm. Did you see the obits today? Gregory Jones, 84, he says he died of natural causes. Didn't. We did. We did that.
Ha ha. They're killing your elderly now.
I know. No one's safe.
Yeah.
Is this Netflix?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Good, we burned a bunch of it.
Yeah, I know.
Did you watch anything this week? No.
No.
Neither did I. And you know what? Well...
Because TV ain't like it used to be.
Of course, you know, you don't care, but I caught up on Fargo. Man, is that a good show.
Yeah, I'm
so fucking good. I don't know why you don't like it.
I'm not saying I don't like it, because I've never seen it. But I'm not interested in seeing it.
Why?
Don't know. What's it on? What could I watch it on?
FX. You could get FX.
I can get the FX app. Yeah. Or just watch online. Yeah, sure. I could do that.
Dude, I recommend it. It's way better than any of those network shows you watch. I guarantee that.
Shh. I'm softly rubbing your back.
How dare you not want to watch a thing I like? Fuck you.
I know. Look, that's everyone's attitude. If you don't like what I like, you're a fucking idiot.
Do you know? Now, every once in a while, I against my better judgment...
What did you do?
I comment on something on Facebook, just like an article, and I always feel bad. I feel dirty when I do it. I'm like, fuck, what did I do that for?
Why do you feel dirty?
Now, this comment, we talked about it in an earlier episode, where I comment on some article about Generation Z, and I go, all I said was,
you didn't mention anything about a comment.
Why? Because I didn't know someone was going to comment back to me, but I found out after the show.
Oh.
And all I said was, Generations, what? Since when is Generation Z a thing? That's stupid.
Actually.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah.
This fucking guy goes, not very bright, are we?
Because obviously everyone knows that. Well, it's the internet.
But it was obvious my comment wasn't saying, like, holy shit, this doesn't, it was mostly just me commenting, like, that's stupid. Like, that's what you say. Well, since when is that a thing? You know, does that make you stupid? It's not even really saying that I didn't know it existed, which I really didn't.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's the internet, and he just wants to comment. And listen, this is what we all do. This is the normal thing. We all do it. No one's above it. We tear everyone down. You tear everyone down. I tear everyone down. He had the opportunity to tear someone down.
When
a little
I read
bit.
That, I wanted to be like, "Fuck you, you fucking cunt! Go to fucking hell." What is your fucking problem? I just wanted to start an argument with him, but what's the point?
Good, and he'd probably like that too. Yeah. Let's get something going here. Well, I'm bored.
But if you read that sentence, would you think that someone's stupid? I don't understand. I was just making a snarky comment about their fucking labeling generations.
Maybe it's more of an interpretation. He didn't see it as your snarky comment. He's seen it as, guy doesn't know this.
What?
That's how he interpreted it.
I don't know what...
You're expecting him to be able to read into it a little bit
But being
more.
Bright has nothing to do with knowing... See, that's the thing about intelligence.
I heard some information on the news yesterday. Does that make me smart? Does that mean I'm a bright guy?
Being bright means that your brain has the capacity to take information.
It's more of an understanding of things.
Yeah.
If you can comprehend what you know, just being a fucking sponge and I can repeat shit that I heard, that's not being bright. That's not intelligence. A parrot is an a parrot's going to fucking college? No, he can repeat shit.
See, that's the problem with the internet. This guy said one sentence and it got under my skin.
I know.
I know you said, hey, you got to...
Yeah, you fucking get over it. It's a fucking internet. He didn't knock on your door.
But that wouldn't annoy you if someone said you were dumb because you commented on something?
I mean, maybe it would. I don't know. I haven't been in that position. I don't comment on shit.
You're smart.
I know, I'm bright.
I can't help myself, Simon.
I'm not on the internet like you.
Let's just delete the comment and be done with it. I think the guy was from Nigeria or something. He's probably going to try scamming
me. Yeah. You know he's a prince.
Some weird name.
A Nigerian fucking prince. Shit.
That fucking guy, he's dead to me.
Oh, you know what?
The guy I previously didn't know existed, and he could be just a fake... He could be just a sock puppet. I don't even know. Fuck
Hi,
him.
Hi, everyone.
He doesn't exist in my world anymore.
Your message to him should be... shouldn't you be busy scamming someone? You are from Nigeria, after all.
I don't even know if he's from Nigeria, but whatever. Fuck you, dude.
Their gross national product are scams.
You sound like you said it in an accent. Not very bright, are you?
Not very bright, are you?
that's Russian.
No, that's not Russian.
South African's more of like a sort of kind of British thing.
Hello there. Not very bright, are you?
Whatever. Either way, fuck Hello. That guy.
You're dumb.
Because I decided to make a comment, you know. Since when is that a thing? People say that all the time about shit. Since when is that a thing, you know? It doesn't mean they didn't know it previously. It doesn't mean they're like...
I think it is. Listen, you're not that smart.
You're on Ubuzu Balubu's side? Is that what you are?
Me and Ubuzu Balubu are friends.
You're on Dozy Uzuma's side?
He's a cousin of Yokozuma. You don't know that guy?
Dozy Uzuma. Any guy with that name shouldn't say shit.
It's pretty racist.
Not very bright, are you?
A name like that.
I should say not very white, are you?
Listen, with a name like that, he has to be good. It's like Smuckers.
What an idiot. How dare him?
Yep.
That's why I don't comment on the internet, because you just start wars with people for no reason. And it goes into a place you don't want to go, you know? You get angry, you're like, hey, and then you say things you don't regret.
Before you know it, now you're buying a plane ticket to Nigeria.
Yeah.
The whole time. It's like a 8-hour plane ride. You're just stewing that whole time, clenching your fists, thinking about what you're gonna do when you get there. And now you gotta track them down once you get there. That's not easy.
Some guy, some immigrant from Africa.
He's not an immigrant because he's there.
I don't know where he is.
If he's still in Nigeria, he's not an immigrant. He didn't leave. You're the immigrant now.
But he decided
you're an American immigrant.
He decided he wanted to ruin my day.
Hey, remember when people forgot what immigrant meant or refugee?
No.
They did. It was refugee. It was during the Katrina shit, and they called them refugees because, you know, they were taking refuge. They were leaving where they were.
Yeah.
And these guys were on the news, I'm not a refugee. Don't call me that. I'm an American.
Oh.
Because they were so dumb, they don't know what a refugee is. You're seeking refuge. But they're stupid. And so
the
news
said,
loves playing stupid people. They love clips of somebody not knowing shit, and maybe you're a little crazy or a little dumb. Man, they love that.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get you on here. Look at this guy. Doesn't understand shit.
Well, that's the problem. People don't know things.
Yeah, I know. People didn't even know that Generation Z was a thing. Can you believe that? Gotcha.
That's different. And plus, I did know it was a thing.
That's not what it says in print right here. I'm looking at it. This guy, Mike Lane Jr., said, since when is that a thing?
No, I said, but I said that stupid after it, which means that I'm just making a comment on the how dumb it is.
Is that what you said?
I guess I have to explain, like, wow, since when is this a thing? Naming generations is very stupid. I don't like labeling generations because it's inaccurate and not really relevant to most people's lives. Is that what I gotta put down so fucking this guy doesn't come out there and go, not very bright, are you?
I mean, in Yokozuna's defense, yeah, you should.
Well, you don't have
I
to
mean, culturally speaking, they, you know, they don't know what snarkism is.
He's probably American. He's probably some guy pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, because, you know, you could get one of those programs that changes your, like, IP address, and you could, like, pretend you're
from somewhere. It didn't say where he was from. It had a picture of him, and it said Uzo Baluzo, whatever it said his name was. And then when I went through his thing, which was wide open, he had a bunch of stuff about, like, Happy Independence Day, Nigeria. That was it.
So you just assume he's Nigerian? Or maybe he's a fan of Independence Days and he celebrates all worldwide. My theory is
that he's a sock puppet.
Hey, remember they used to have that show on MTV? The sock puppet?
Yeah. Because whenever someone has like a weird name on Facebook...
Something an Ollie?
I assume that they're spam and they're a sock puppet. Yeah. I bought into his, you know, he, whatever. Like a fucking guy. I hate people. Anyways, today on the show...
Are we doing a show?
I don't... We barely even... I mean... We're already like almost... It's almost over already. I don't even know if we should get into what we're going to get into.
Come on, you gotta name something to do with, have something to do with fucking TV.
We were gonna go over TGIF.
Yeah,
if you're in your late 20s, early 30s, you might remember this.
It's Friday night.
Yeah.
And the mood is right.
For fucking.
We're gonna have some fun, show you how it's done, TGIF.
Hello. Oh, yeah, then all my favorite shows would come on.
You know, the thing about it is, we're going to have some fun. We're just watching shitty sitcoms.
That's fun. That's not fun? So, am I watching it because I'm miserable?
The history of TGIF started way back, years ago. But the first run of TGIF came out in 1989. That's the one we all know. But before that, their lineup on TGIF was...
They didn't call it TGIF.
The Friday Night Comedy lineup, you know, had Webster and... Mr. Belvedere and Mr. Sunshine.
I know Webster or Mr. Belvedere. Different what the fuck's strokes. Mr. Sunshine?
Benson. He's the mayor. Joe Bash.
Some of those I've never heard of, and I was watching TV during that time.
That was the early lineup, and then at 10 o'clock, Spencer for Hire came on, or The Fall Guy in 85-86.
Huh.
And then in 86-87, it was Webster, Mr. Belvedere, Sidekicks, Dads, and Gung Ho.
Gung Ho was that fucking retired like Marine, and it was him and his family, I think.
Let's see, Gung Ho. Just like the movie, the TV series follows the exploits of Hunt Stevenson, played by Scott Bakula, opposed to Michael Keaton in the movie. A laid-back American employee liaison of a Japanese car company in Haleville, Pennsylvania.
I didn't even know this existed. I love Scott Bakula, but who the fuck knew this even existed?
Most of the humor arose from an abounding clashes between Hunt and the new Japanese plant manager, Kaz Kazuryo.
Is that some kind of accent, or what was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard of this. Huh.
So, yeah. But the TGIF we knew
had... It's so strange, because I was watching all these shows. Like, where was I when all these other ones were on?
Well, it was on in 85, 86. You might not remember that.
I guess. I was like, you know, 0 years old.
I don't think you were born anymore. Yeah. But it wasn't until 89 when we started watching, where we had the Hughleys. D.L. Hughley? Oh, that's 1999.
Oh, yeah. Get out of that shit.
Look, the Hughleys was that... In 89, we had Perfect Strangers, Full House, Mr. Belvedere, and Just the Ten of Us.
Those are my fucking shows.
But to
right
me,
there.
This is the classic lineup of TGIF to me, in my head. Full House at 8 o'clock, 8:30 Family Matters, then Perfect Strangers, then Just the Ten of Us, followed by 2020. That's the classic
TGIF lineup. Really, when I think of TGIF, that is what it is right there.
And you add in Dinosaurs and Baby Talk.
I used to watch Dinosaurs. Where was Alf? Alf was like on a Monday, wasn't he?
That was NBC, not ABC.
Oh.
And then Step by Step, too. But for me, the classic lineup is that 88, 89, 90 lineup.
Yeah, man, that Step by Step, it went on for so long. It went on so long in the beginning of the series. The youngest girl was like a little kid. By the end of the series, she was like the hottest chick in the show. And one of the hot chicks got really fat during it. And it was just weird. It's like... You were hot when this started. What fucking happened?
It was on from 91 to 98. So 8 years, 7 years.
Yeah, like the young girl got hot and one of the hot girls got fat.
It peaked at number 34 on the...
and it had...
Of all Nielsen rankings in 1990.
It had Cody, the code man.
Who
remember
beat up
that
his,
guy?
Yeah, he beat up his wife.
Yeah, and
he
got the he went to jail for beating up his old lady.
I don't even know he went to jail.
I don't know. Also, Cody the Code Man took over the Kickboxer franchise, which was started by Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Kickboxer. So, there were some sequels which starred Cody.
And TGIF ended in 1999-2000 season with the Hughleys, Boy Meets World, Sabrina the Witch.
Wasn't she the Teenage Witch?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And then post-TGIF, it says, Two Guys and a Girl, The Trouble with Normal, Norm, and the Madigan Men. Well, yeah, there's a lot of shows you just do not remember.
Yeah, that other shit. I wasn't watching TV at that point, I guess. I wasn't watching that stuff.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to get a job, and like I'm not home during that.
Yeah. Well, I guess that does it.
Yeah, it was quick.
We really got to it. We got to a lot today.
Yeah, shit.
But whatever.
Barely talked about any TV stuff, but whatever, man. I don't know. Maybe next week. Anyway, HotJawWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.